This is the Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 17th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus prayed, I ask not only on behalf of these, but also on behalf of those who believe in me through their word, that they may all be one. As you, Father, are in me, and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given them, so that they may be one as we are one, I in them, and you in me, that they may become completely one, so that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I desire that those also whom you have given me may be with me where I am to see my glory, which you have given me because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world does not know you, but I know you, and these know that you have sent me. I made your name known to them, and I will make it known, so that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. So, every year, the program director at Luther Hill, our synod's Lutheran camp, asks five pastors or deacons to write Bible studies for each of the 5 days of camp. And because I served as a camp counselor for a long time, and because I serve on the board of Luther Hill, I was asked to write one of those Bible studies. And if you write one of the Bible studies, you are also asked to go out to Luther Hill to lead Bible study training of the camp counselors. So this week, I did just that. On Thursday, after visiting someone to bring them communion, I hit the road and drove 7.5 long hours, to LaGrange, Texas. And on my drive, I listened to a fantastic new book by Richard Rohr on the prophets to help me prepare for all of the prophetic texts that we're going to hear this summer. Then on Friday morning, I joined the camp staff for breakfast and led Bible study. There, I got to talk to these counselors about the important role they play in their campers' lives, how they have the opportunity to nurture their campers' gifts, affirm them, give them a word of God that might sustain those campers until they return to camp the following year. I got to prepare counselors for the pastoral role that they occupy with their campers. Hopefully, nurture some future pastors amidst those counselors. After my Bible study, I met with the camp director to discuss board issues, and then I hit the road to Houston, where I attended a mission developer training, and this was led by a pastor in Houston who previously served as the director of evangelism and mission in a synod in Pennsylvania. And there we discussed things like context mapping, visioning, and goal setting. We got access to this great resource that shows us the demographics of different areas. And so in this resource, I can draw a map of Lakeview, of a small section of Lakeview. I can do a radius out from the church. I can even plot all of your addresses to see where our church members live in relation to our church building. I can see all of this incredible stuff about demographics and people in our community. So at this training, I got to learn about a lot of helpful resources. And when that training finished yesterday afternoon around 4 o'clock or so, I hit the road again, and I came back home on a 6-hour drive from Houston. And on that 6-hour drive, I finalized the structure of this sermon and practiced it. I share all of this with you because on any given week, there's a lot of behind-the-scenes work that happens in ministry. And most of you have no idea that this work is happening. Not because you aren't observant, but because it doesn't usually directly affect you. And because our staff members do not give a weekly report telling you how they spent every minute of their time this week. On any given week, there's so much work happening behind the scenes. AJ is putting the clipboards out in the pews so we can record attendance. Bonnie is checking the church voicemail and email and sending messages to the appropriate staff and volunteers. Martin is making sure there's toilet paper in the bathroom stalls. Livia is recording attendance in our management software so I can see and share an important information with you all, like the fact that on Easter Sunday this year, we had 147 people in worship. Alex and Chris are leading the media for our jazz service so we can follow the words of the songs and people can worship online. Our incredible jazz band, Jason, Floyd, Bruce, Jake, William, and Jean-Marie, are practicing the music to lead us in worship. Jason and I are choosing hymns and songs for the next few months of worship. We're even choosing some contemporary praise songs, which are not really Jason and I's forte, but are really important to our youth. So we're looking for ones that we can sing together in worship. Jason is leading choir practice, even making recordings of the different parts of songs so that choir members can listen to them during the week and learn the music so they can sing with confidence. Norman is choosing and practicing magnificent pieces of music to play as preludes and postludes to play our hymns. He even, when something goes wrong with the organ, figures out what it is and fixes it. Lauren is getting kiddos registered for GICC. She's planning lessons. She's also making sure our teachers have training in first aid and in CPR so that they can take care of our kids safely. Our awesome GICC teachers, Kelly, Jess, Michelle, Nina, Bridget, and Lauren, are holding kids when they cry from their boo-boos or just because they've got a lot of feelings that day. They're teaching kids the alphabet. They're showing love and compassion to our GICC kiddos. And Tina. Tina is doing all sorts of things. She's preparing the worship guide and slides for worship. She's putting our photos into a slideshow so you can see the youth group painting the cry room. You can see my lessons with the GICC kids. You can see Synod Assembly and more. She's putting photos on Facebook. She's making announcements and events for the website. She's sending out prayer requests and giving statements. She's running the media on Sunday and adapting when technology fails or when her pastor changes something in worship at the very last minute. On any given week, our staff is doing all this work and more behind the scenes. And they do all this work out of love. Love for you. Love for the visitors who come through our doors. Love for our kids. Love for God. We are truly blessed here at Grace because the work that our staff does is not just labor, it's a labor of love. And because it is a labor of love, the fruit of their work, our work, it is the fruit of the Spirit of God. Paul writes that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So when Tina teaches us again and again how to load pictures into Google Drive, the fruit of her labor, patience, gentleness, self-control, and kindness. When Lydia, Chris, Alex, and AJ help with the media, the fruit of their labor is faithfulness. When Jason makes recordings of songs for choir members to practice, the fruit of his labor is love and generosity. When Norman plays these amazing pieces of music that give glory to God, the fruit of his labor is faithfulness and joy. When our jazz band plays, the fruit of their labor is joy and generosity and faithfulness. When Bonnie spends hours on the phone trying to explain to someone where there are Lutheran churches in New Orleans, the fruit of her labor is kindness and patience. When Martin fertilizes the plants, the fruit of his labor is joy. And when Lauren and our GICC teachers care for our kids, the fruit of their labor is joy and peace and patience and love. My siblings, today we give thanks for our staff who do so much work behind the scenes that too often goes unknown and unnoticed. So today we notice. Today we celebrate. Today we give thanks. And we give thanks to God that we have been blessed with a staff who does this work out of love. Because out of this love, the fruit of their labor is not just good work, it's the fruit of the Spirit of God. Amen.